From the newsroom, I'm Lou Hebert with Northern California News and Peter Colleen at the local desk. On this New Year's Eve, the eyes of the Highway Patrol are going to be watching as some New Year's celebrants will no doubt try to take to the roadways filled with cheer and beer. California Highway Patrol's so-called max enforcement period will go into effect starting tonight at 6 o'clock, ending Sunday night at midnight, trying to keep the blood on the pavement to a minimum. Last year, 53 people killed in car crashes over the New Year's weekend, 700 arrested for DUI. In Trinity County, this week's big storms are not over. Those poor folks are still digging out, and many are cold, without power. From the deadly winter storms. Hundreds in the western part of the county still dealing with road closures and downed trees. For some people, it's not a heating problem, it is a food problem. Head of the Trinity County Food Bank, Jeffrey England, says they don't need help in a couple of days, they need help right now. PG&E says hundreds are still without power. The estimated restoration time may be not for a couple of weeks and could be longer. If there was any silver lining in the storm clouds that dumped the copious amounts of snow in the mountains this week, it's that experts have determined that this snow is rich in water content. About 160% of water it normally holds at this time of year. That's a strong start to the wet winter season. But experts hasten to say it's still too early to figure out if we're going to have enough to put a dent in the drought. Up next, Peter Colleen at the local desk.
From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Around 2:45 Wednesday, a multi-agency law enforcement team was working to apprehend a wanted felon near 3rd and T Streets in Eureka, which ended up in an officer-involved shooting. The suspect fled in a vehicle, causing a traffic collision at 5th and V Streets, then fled on foot into a greenbelt near 6th and T. At about 3:20 p.m., the suspect was located hiding in the greenbelt and taken into custody without further incident. The suspect transported to the hospital for medical evaluation and treatment. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.